The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. I'm not sure what time you are in right now. What is your time zone? But hey to everyone. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. If this is your first time listening, and if you are single, feel free to join our private Facebook group. We would love to have you. We are a community of singles who love to pray. We love to grow in the Word, and we are growing in God. And we love to empower and encourage and uplift each other and pray for each other. And we also like to have fun. So if you are single, feel free to join the group. We would love to have you. I'm also a content creator for YouVersion and also Bible.com. So if you're looking for some really good devotionals to read, feel free to check out some of my devotionals. Shout out to all those who find me and connect me through my devotionals. To God be the glory. Special shout out to you guys. It's so amazing to connect with so many amazing singles, amazing believers from all over the world. I am also a Christian life coach. So if you're looking for Christian life coaching, feel free to reach out to me and set up a discovery call. And you can log on to daniellepowell.com. I'm losing my voice here, guys. Pray for me. So way of announcements, as many of you who are in Singles Who Pray, the book of the month for September is Bamboozled by Jesus, How God Tricked Me Into the Life of My Dreams by Yvonne Ogie, and she is a Christian actress. Her book is amazing. It's so good. And I told you guys how I love this book. And I want you guys to get it. I haven't done any events yet surrounding this book. Hopefully I could get at least one pop-up event, live event surrounding this this book, because it's really good. And it just really pushes you to dream again and to allow God to bring out those dreams that He placed within you. It's time to pick up that dream again. It's time to let those visions that God has placed inside of you to come to life. And I know it's late, you know, and it's been a long Saturday and it's a longer weekend, but I just wanted to give this short word on today. I really felt it in my spirit to release it. So I'm just going to be obedient and do it. So let's just get right into it. During the beginning of the week, I heard God say, dreaming in the pit. And I'm like, God, tell me more. And God has a unique way of just revealing certain things to me. So I just kept praying and this just kept coming before me. And anytime I think about the pit, I always think about Joseph. You guys know I love me some Joseph. And Joseph was a dreamer. And we all know the story of Joseph, how his brothers is really jealous of him because he was a dreamer. And he would say things that seemed outrageous to his brothers. You know, he said that he was going to be a ruler over them. And he just had so many different visions and dreams, and they couldn't really see it. They couldn't get with him. So they became very jealous because of how his father treated him. And, you know, he seemed like he was a favorite. And, you know, Joseph's whole life was took a turn from, you know, just being a dreamer, just telling his brothers what the Lord was saying to him. He ended up being thrown in a pit. And some of us are like that. Sometimes we share dreams, we share things with the wrong people, and then we are upset because we're discouraged because they may have said something or they may have done something to us just because we share something with them. But I'm praying that in this season that God has given us wisdom on just when to say things or just when to be silent. And to dream again, to dream again. Joseph was dreaming in the pit. Go with me to Genesis 37 and 24. Then they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And I always think about this scenario of him being thrown in this pit, not being able to see, probably being in this pit for hours. It doesn't really say how long, but just from, you know, they were eating food and stuff like that. So I'm just like, this had to be a few hours. And sometimes when you're just feel like you're stuck, imagine someone threw you in the trunk of a car. You can't get out. It could be a 10 minutes, but 10 minutes being in a dark trunk and can't get out could feel like 10 hours. So I'm just looking at it from that perspective. Him being in this pit for probably 4 hours could have felt like days, right? It was cold. It was scary. Or maybe it wasn't cold. Maybe it was hot. Maybe he couldn't breathe. Maybe he had anxiety. He's in this narrow pit. So many things go in my mind and think about like what he was feeling. Joseph, he had no way of escape, and he really didn't know what was going to happen to him in this situation. I know Joseph was wondering, was he going to live, or would he, or if he was going to die, because he didn't know if anyone would save him. And I know in this moment, he was probably thinking about all the dreams, the vision, and the promises he have had from the Lord. All the dreams that he saw in the spirit, dreaming in the pit. So what is a pit? A pit is a large hole in the ground. And some people, they describe a pit as a very unpleasant or of unfortunate situation or circumstance. And I don't watch much TV as much, but I do have my favorite Netflix series. And it's so crazy. This week, I just, you know, logged into Netflix, not knowing that one of my favorite series started back, because I didn't see any like headlines or anything about this series coming back to Netflix. That's why I knew it was just like so unique and so prophetic that, you know, God gave me this word at the beginning of the week. And in the middle of the week, I saw that this series was back on. And the series name is called In the Dark. And I don't know if any of you guys watched this series, but it's about a blind girl. And I'm not going to tell you about the whole series because things change in every season. But it's basically about a blind girl who gets in a lot of trouble. And with the law, she always into something. Something is always happening to her. And what I love about her character is that she's very bold. And the series just shows how she navigates through life being blind. She's very independent. She's very outspoken and she's very clever. And it often shows her overcoming challenges that she has faced being blind. And some of us may feel like that. We may not be physically blind, but you are dreaming in the dark. You're in the pit. This is like a pit season for you. You know, God has, you're going through life. Sometimes it looks dark because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know which way to go. And sometimes you just don't know what to do. And God has given you a dream, but because of your situation, everything seems dark. You can't see your way at times, or maybe your situation seems like a hopeless situation. And sometimes the road doesn't seem clear. But the amazing thing about God is that he always provides what we need through prayer, through the word of God. Go with me to Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a lamp for my path. God's word is a light under our feet. When things around us may look dark, or the vision that God has given us seems a little blurry, God's word illuminates our path. He provides direction and guidance for our journey. Your pit situation may be having a hard time finding employment, or maybe you're in a toxic environment. It could be a job, it could be a place where you live, or it could just be a situation, it could be a relationship, and you need to get out of it. Or maybe you have financial trouble. That is your pit situation at the current moment. It seems like something very unpleasant in your life. Or maybe you're having a pit season of singleness. You are struggling in your singleness. You are just over it, right? You know, I'm always talking to my singles. You may have a pit situation of the battle of your mind. You just need God to give you his thoughts, not your thoughts. That, because sometimes our thoughts can be, you know, we can just have so many, you know, anxiety thoughts or panic thoughts, and that is your pit season right now. Or maybe your pit season is you're struggling with secret sin, or just struggling with a certain sin and you just can't stop. You know, I'm always gonna be real on this podcast. I don't know who that is for, but maybe that is something that you're struggling with. Or maybe your pit season is getting your emotions in line. And pit's situations can weigh us down. It could be a lot at times. Let's be real. It could just be a lot. But God is on your side. Let me say that again. God is on your side. God does not leave us nor forsake us. And God is rising you up out of that pit season, situation, in this season. Go with me to Psalm 40:2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. And he set my feet on a rock. And he gave me a firm place to stand. God is giving you a firm place to stand. I know sometimes things in your life could be so hard and you just feel like you can't stand it. I remember that old song by Donnie Moore Kirkland, Stand. And that was my favorite song. When you've done all you can just stand. And it says it in scripture. Sometimes we just got to go back to the word. I know it sounds cliche, but the word of God, and you just claim it and you keep speaking the word over your life, you will see God change your situation. Let's read that again. God gave me a firm place to stand. God will lift you out of that slimy pit. And when I hear slimy, I'm thinking like sometimes we do have the residue of the hurt, the residue of the pain of what we're going through, the residue of all that we are going through. And God is saying today, he is rising you up out of that. He's grabbing you out of that pit, and he's putting you on a sure foundation. And he is telling you to stand. Because after all that you've done, you are going to stand. And God is making your foundation firm. He is securing your foundation in this season. In another scripture before we end, I want to read is, I love this one. It's Psalm 103:4. Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion? God is redeeming you from the pit, and he's giving you his loving kindness and compassion. God has compassion for your situation. Sometimes we feel like God is silent, God doesn't hear us, but God hears your prayers. God is working behind the scenes. Let me say that one more time. God is working behind the scenes on your situation. He is with you with every step of the way. I know this word was really short, but it may be a part two because I feel like God is going to download some more stuff about this. But I'm speaking to the dreamers out there, because sometimes it's hard sometimes when you're a dreamer, because God shows you things and it may not come to pass just yet. But I'm telling you to trust God on today. Keep serving, keep working, keep praying, keep fasting, keep seeking God. Stay at the feet of Jesus in this season, all seasons. Listen to what God is saying in this season, because he is about to do something amazing in your life. It's going to be life changing. It's going to be supernatural. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep dreaming, because God is bringing it to pass. We're going to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this being a day that we have never seen before. We thank you for saving us, God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for covering us. Oh God, you are our provider. You are our way maker. You are the promise keeper. And for that, we want to give you glory and we want to give you all the honor. Lord, we thank you for every listener. You know them name by name and one by one. You know where they reside. You know their concerns, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will bless them, God. Wrap your arms around them where they are, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are allowing us to dream again. We thank you for the prophetic dreams that you will give us in this season, the visions, oh God. We thank you for your promises being fulfilled in our lives, oh God. We thank you for how you have brought us out of the slimy pit, oh God, and you have put our feet on sure foundation. Lord, we thank you for how you are guiding our path in this season, God. You are our light. Your word is our light. We are going to follow your word. We are going to follow your direction. We are going to follow your guidance in this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are rising us up in this season, oh God. We have the victory in you, oh God. You are continually giving us the roadmap for our lives, oh God, for our destinies, God. And Lord, we are so grateful. We are so honored that you are guiding us in this season, oh God. So we thank you for how you are rising up dreamers, oh God, in this season, who will walk boldly into what you are calling them to do. They will walk boldly in their calling. They will walk boldly in their purpose. They will walk boldly and do all the things that you have called them to do in their churches, in their workplaces, oh God, in their ministries, oh God, in their communities, oh God, in their nations that they are in, oh God. So Lord, we just want to give you glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Have a blessed weekend, guys. Be blessed.